past Saturday night, Justice Scalia, supposedly, was found dead in his sleep at a remote ranch in Texas. And he was found with a pillow over his head. And they immediately said that his cause of death was natural. Nothing suspicious. The judge who pronounced him dead of natural causes did so by phone without ever seeing the body. How can you possibly determine whether or not a cause of death was natural? How many people die with a pillow over their head? Now, this didn't come out in the mainstream media. And not only that, but there was no autopsy performed, and Scalia's body was quickly embalmed, erasing any chances for the coroner to conduct toxicology tests or to determine whether or not there was foul play involved in his death. And then you have the media immediately trying to make it appear as if there's nothing suspicious at all. These are the same people who want you to believe Hillary Clinton won the Iowa caucus with 6 coin tosses. How can you believe a word they say? Now, who would be behind the murder of Judge Scalia? Well, number one suspect comes to mind, of course, is Obama. Obama is in his last year of office. Before he leaves, he wants to make sure that he has done everything in his power to destroy this country. With Scalia's death, the Supreme Court is now very likely to rubber stamp his unconstitutional amnesty orders or gun control or anything the liberals have ever dreamed of is now possible with Scalia out of the way. Scalia was a very strong conservative. He was probably the best one on the court. And he ruled that the Constitution guaranteed the rights of the people to keep and bear arms. Everything he stood for was diametrically opposed to Obama's agenda. And now Obama only has another 11 months to push his agenda. And he wanted this guy out of the way, obviously. He wants to push abortion. He wants to push gun confiscation. He wants to push amnesty. And with him out of the way, it's more likely that this will happen. Now, would he do it? I believe he would. I've always felt there's something incredibly evil about Obama. I mean, when he gave that little speech about Scalia after he died, you could just see the attitude. He just has an evil aura about him. And I would not doubt for one minute that he would have him killed to push his agenda. Now, of course, you're not going to see anything about this in the mainstream media. They're not going to talk about it. But there was Obama, right after he died, already discussing his constitutional duty, as he put it, to replace Scalia. You know what kind of judge he'd put on there. The Republicans have come out and said they're not going to allow it. They're going to block any nominee that Obama puts up there. Hopefully, they'll keep their word this time. But history has shown they don't tend to do that. They don't seem to have the guts or desire to do that. Maybe this time they'll surprise us. Now, to their credit, at the debate last week, all the Republicans came out and said that they should not allow Obama to pick the next judge. The mainstream ones, like Bush, Kasich, and Rubio, they're just playing games. They're just pretending to be conservative. But, of course, you know, you couldn't trust them as far as you could throw them. Trump and Cruz are a different story. They're going after Trump, of course. All the people on the stage basically were going after Trump, and they don't like Cruz either. The media has tried to ignore Cruz as much as possible, but now it's getting harder to do because he is doing well in the polls. Now, they're going after Trump first. They want to get him out of the way, because if he wins in South Carolina and wins the other states, he's going to run the table, and that's it. It's all over. And they want to stop him now, and they're going to throw everything they can at him. Now, he's not perfect, obviously, but he's also not controllable. He has his own way of doing things, and they don't like that. They don't like the possibility that he could deviate from their agenda. And Cruz, he's more of a politician than Trump is, but he also has some good ideas, and he also seems to rebel against their controls. So, of all the people who have been running, right now they're the only two left that I think have any possibility of doing something decent and having a good effect on this country. Whenever the establishment, whether it's the media establishment or the political establishment, come up against somebody like Trump or Cruz, you know there's got to be something good about them. It's that simple. There's got to be some redeeming quality that they hate. Because basically the establishment represents the order. You can call it the New World Order or whatever you want to call it. They represent the power behind the scenes that are keeping the illegals flooding in, keeping the agenda for gun control on the table, keeping the abortion going, keeping the money manipulation and the manipulation of the financial markets. They're behind all of that. Whenever they come up against anybody, whether it's somebody who's not perfect, nobody since Jesus walked the earth has there been anybody that's perfect, but there's got to be something good about them. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton, to me, she looks like she's completely off a rocker. It looks like I can't even imagine why anybody would vote for her. She's nuts. Just look at her. She's out of her mind. She's completely unqualified to be the president. If you let somebody like that in, it's all over for this country. I think this nation is being given a chance to elect somebody halfway decent, and we'll see if this country takes advantage of it. God will intercede to protect his people from disaster, and you can see the disaster that is threatening this country right now. We have a psychopath in the White House that's bumping off Supreme Court judges to push his agenda. We have insane people on the left running for president in danger of actually getting elected. There is a chance that somebody like Trump or Cruz would change the course of this country for the better. God is giving us an opportunity, and America better take advantage of it.